The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello at breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're Talking Health. Today, I will be chatting about talking to yourself. You could also call it self-talk. There's no doubt that the world is a rather fast place to live in. People communicate in so many ways these days. You know, the option of talking to someone else can help as well, but only you can make some decisions in life. Having a dialogue with yourself is helpful to making decisions. It can help with goal setting, staying organised in life, decision making, and it can be motivational too. And in my personal opinion, it also helps with confidence to carry on with something, especially if you're doubting yourself. On the days when you're finding it hard to make a decision about something, perhaps there are too many choices, for example, you could consider this as an option to try. Do you talk to yourself? Actually talk verbally? Do you give yourself that luxury? What tone do you use to talk to yourself? Are you kind to yourself or are you too critical? I talk to myself on a regular basis, as a sort of pep talk and assisting with all manner of things. Some people may find that a rather strange thing to do. To begin with, I found it a strange experience. However, I've decided that it has been helpful to me in many aspects of my life. So, for example, you might be thinking about purchasing something, but you're not sure if it'd be a good thing to do. Making choices about something, especially if it's costly or new, indeed anything like that, involves some deliberation, doesn't it? Trying not to be impulsive and making measured decisions can be difficult. And talking through with yourself can be really helpful. It's about being respectful to yourself, communicating with yourself about the things that matter to you. Talking to yourself focuses your attention on the matter needing attention, and it helps to minimise distractions from other things happening in your life. Talking to yourself also helps you to clarify your thoughts and enables you to solve problems when they arise. When you talk to yourself, pay attention as to how you respond to it. Take a moment or two to consider how your response makes you feel at that moment. It may be at that moment that something is just too difficult to spend time on. So you sort of park it, don't you, for later. Later on, you might start thinking about how you could have done things differently. Talking to yourself in a positive manner leads to more positive thinking. Talking to yourself in a negative manner can bring all types of anguish, and it's just not helpful. There are many ways of looking at helping you to talk to yourself more positively. Here is one way which may be helpful. Simply draw two columns on a sheet of paper. Name the left column, negative statement or thought. Name the right column, positive statement or thought. Then think about the specific issues at the time that are causing concern for you and write them in the left-hand column. Take a little time to consider what you've written and how you've written it. Then in the right column, write how you can help yourself positively and cope here and now with the negative issue. Write yourself a positive statement. You may find it helpful to revisit and amend the columns later on that day. In summary, allow yourself the luxury to talk to yourself more often, to help rather than hinder you in your life's path. Show yourself compassion. You have faced problematic things before and you have solved them. You know you can do it. Be kind to yourself. That's it for now. Take care of yourselves.